A crowd of about 50 supporters gathered on the downtown mall to cheer the Terrys. 61-year-old Red apologized, saying she was no public speaker.
I do my best yelling from 30 feet up, and most of it's not been pretty.
She recalled her stay in the forest, the rain, strong winds, sleet, and bitter cold, the inability to take a shower or wash her hair. But in the end, Red Terry said living in a tree could be great, especially at night when the chorus frogs sing.
And about 10 minutes after the peepers, the whippoorwills would start singing. And I thought, I have died and gone to heaven. This board is hard as hell, but this is so beautiful. And then I had the big owls would start talking to each other. That was glorious.
Which is why she wouldn't even consider offers from the pipeline builder to purchase a 14-acre easement through the mountain in her backyard.
I said, you know, this mountain has been in this family for 7 generations. It's the most beautiful place in the world, and it's like my fourth child. So what kind of price do you ask for your fourth child? And he said, it's just a mountain. And I'm like, you're a dumb s***. You have no idea what this mountain is.
She blasted those who claim that gas from the Mountain Valley Pipeline would be a public good, making it legal to seize private land through eminent domain.
There is no need for this pipeline. It's all going for export. There should be no way in hell that they take people's lands for their profits.
And she was frankly terrified by the remote prospect of an explosion on the line.
If this exploded, like several others have, then it would take out a 2.5-mile radius. And that's my entire family. All of my friends, all of my neighbors, their kids, animals, pets, cattle. The government should never use that kind of power to plant bombs in people's yards. You know, do I come home every night and go, oh God, please let me live through another day? Or please let me be up here when everybody dies. I don't want to be the one getting the news everybody's dead.
Terry said she would have stayed in the trees longer, but a judge ruled she was breaking the law and threatened to fine her $1,000 a day.
Which would go to MVP. And if they didn't get results, they could actually up those fines, $10,000 a day if they wanted to. And I don't want to give MVP another cent.
And the judge warned that she could be arrested.
By the 10th, the U.S. Marshals would be there. They would move out all my support. They would start their spotlights, feeding me 1 meal a day, I guess just torturing me. And if I didn't come down shortly after that, they would extract me.
The thought of being evicted from her own property made Red furious. She knew she would fight back, be charged with assaulting law enforcement officers, and be sentenced to prison. Instead, she decided to come down and begin a speaking tour, hoping to stir more opposition to the MVP and Atlantic Coast Pipeline, and to inspire Governor Northam to stop them. And then it was on to Buckingham, Chesterfield, and Northern Virginia, with a stop in Richmond tomorrow to confront those attending Dominion's annual shareholder meeting. I'm Sandy Houseman.